October 9, helping one another, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, Ephesians 4:15. I wish we could have a pledge in our hearts that we would not utter one word against a brother or a sister. Remember that they also are tempted. It may be more strongly than you. Those who are really the most erring are in greatest need of your help. Do not gossip about them and make remarks about their character, but go to them in the love of Jesus and the love of the truth and try to help them. When you are troubled with doubts and darkness compasses your own soul, the very best course you can pursue to get out of this darkness is to help someone else who is discouraged. As you try to lift others up, behold, you lift up yourself into close connection with God. As you show kindness to others, you will help yourself, for the same will be reflected back upon you. The man who has the most of Christ in the soul will manifest the tenderest sympathy for the souls who need help. You will always have erring ones among you, and here is where you can show a Christian character. Do not push them away from you, but if you have light, seek to let it shine upon them, and in this way you can help them toward heaven. Every soul that has the Spirit of Christ will work the works of Christ. And if any see one wandering away from Christ, he will feel as Christ did about the lost sheep. There were 99 in the fold, but he went out after the one that had strayed away. This is the Spirit we should manifest. As children of God, we should walk in the light, and as we follow in the light, we shall lighten the path for others. Let us cultivate gratitude to God, and then we shall not get our eyes upon little difficulties. And although our brethren and sisters may err, shall we err? We have faults as well as they, and we want compassion as well as they. We should have compassion for one another. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. Here is the privilege of the Christian.